This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's new prime minister pledged Friday to gain control of one of the world's worst economic meltdowns, saying lifting subsidies was a critical priority for the small country's government, formed after a year of political stalemate. The country's economic crisis, unfolding since 2019, has been described as one of the worst in the world in the last 150 years. It has impoverished more than half of the population within months and left the national currency in a free fall, driving inflation and unemployment to unprecedented levels. The new government is expected to undertake critically needed reforms, as well as manage public anger and tensions resulting from the lifting of fuel subsidies by the end of the month. The government is also expected to oversee a financial audit of the central bank and resume negotiations with the International Monetary Fund for a rescue package. The agreement breaks a 13-month deadlock, one of Lebanon's longest period without a fully functioning government, at a time when the country was sliding deeper into financial chaos and poverty. Russia's foreign ministry said Friday it summoned the U.S. ambassador in Moscow over the interference of U.S. tech giants in elections in Russia, which is set to hold parliamentary polls later this month. Russia has ramped up control of the internet and has been taking legal action against foreign tech companies for not deleting content banned by authorities. The ministry said in a statement, U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan on Friday was presented with, quote, irrefutable proof of U.S. tech giants violating Russian laws on the context of the upcoming elections. This is VOA News. Russia and ex-Soviet ally Belarus on Friday launched the active so-called hot phase of a three-month-long military exercise involving 200,000 troops, which has alarmed Ukraine and some NATO nations. The live fire drills are the culmination of war games and will run until next Thursday on Russia's and Belarus's western flanks, including sites close to NATO and the European Union's borders. Russia's Ministry of Defense released footage of warships and tanks opening fire and fighter jets taking off. Neighbors such as Ukraine and NATO members Poland and Lithuania say such big exercises so close to the frontier risk being provocative. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies the drills are directed against any foreign power and says they are sensible given increased NATO activity near Russia's borders and those of its allies. A second charter flight left Afghanistan on Friday, carrying foreigners and Afghans to Qatar in a sign that the country's main airport is close to resuming commercial operations, as the United Nations warns of credible allegations of reprisal killings by the Taliban. Just over 100 passengers, including some Americans, left Kabul Airport on Thursday on the first flight carrying foreigners out of the Afghan capital since a U.S.-led evacuation ended August 30th. Unconfirmed reports in the capital, meanwhile, suggest the Taliban may hold a ceremony to swear in the new government on Saturday, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks that triggered the end of their first stint in power. Many Afghans in the capital are fearful of the repeat of the hardline Islamist group's brutal and repressive rule from 1996 to 2001. The Taliban have already begun to segregate men and women, students and medical staff, suggested women will be banned from playing sports, and unveiled an all-male government drawn exclusively from loyalist ranks. And the UN Refugee Agency said Friday more than 1,200 civilians have been killed in two Democratic Republic of Congo provinces so far this year, and millions of people now need humanitarian aid in the eastern region. Authorities declared a state of siege in May, an exceptional measure aimed at ending the reign of terror by armed groups operating in the region, most notably the Allied Democratic Forces, a group linked to the Islamic State. UN sources said Monday last weekend rebels shot or hacked to death at least 30 people in a new massacre. Members of the civil society blamed the killings on the ADF, considering the deadliest of scores of armed militias that roam the mineral-rich eastern DR Congo. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.